the three of you decided to rent an apartment together.
A plan collapses.
She says she moved out because she was forced to move out.
When she got the word...
It's a Facebook post.
She wasn't welcome.
Something that a mother sends to a youngster. I hope you are prepared for what's coming. I'll be waiting for you. You gotta come home sometime.
It was dumb.
Absolutely right.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sunshine Brockman and her daughter, 19-year-old Destiny, are suing Destiny's former friend, 19-year-old Catherine O'Brien, for an unpaid loan for a security deposit and money owed for rent.
Order. All rise. This is case number 234 on the calendar in the matter of Brockman versus O'Brien. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mrs. Brockman, this is your daughter.
Correct.
And this is Trevor.
Correct.
See how easy I'm able to identify the parties. And who are you?
I'm Shelley, his mother.
And you're Trevor's mother. All right. And these two idiots made a baby together.
Yes, they did.
And how old are you?
19.
And you?
21.
Great. So they made this baby together. And at the time they made the baby together, who were they living with? You.
Great. Well, no, actually, before they moved to Illinois, she was pregnant. So that's incorrect. I apologize.
Who were they living with when the baby was born?
Shelley Canty.
And where do you live?
Placerville.
Where is that?
California.
And how did they get together?
Placerville and Georgetown, the schools are nearby, and they went to school with the other friends.
Well, this is what the lawsuit is about. At some point after the baby was born, they wanted their own apartment. Trevor and you. Stand up, by the way. Over there. And so you, hands out of your pockets. So you decided to rent an apartment, and you were living at home?
Yes, Your Honor.
Thought it would be nice if you got out of your house as well. So the three of you decided to rent an apartment together. And all three of you signed the lease?
Yes, yes. All three of us.
One, two, three signed the lease. Now, you loaned the defendant her share of the security deposit for this apartment of $250. Where did you get your security deposit from?
I work.
For whom?
For Safeway as a baker.
And where does he work?
Safeway.
So you both work?
Yes. Yes.
Who takes care of the baby?
Shelley Cannon.
Paternal grandmother?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you had your security deposit?
Yes.
You didn't.
They did not have their security deposit. They got it from Sunshine Brockman. She wrote us a check for $500 to Destiny Brockman's name.
And that took care of their security deposit and yours?
Right.
Great.
But I never wrote anything, said nothing that I was going to owe them $250.
Well, I'm telling you, you owe them $250.
Okay.
Your Honor?
I didn't ask you for anything.
Okay.
Now you can sit down, Ms. Brockman. Perfect. I've taken care of you. Because somebody's going to give you back the $250. We're going to see if it's her or not. Now, you moved into the apartment with the baby. On what date did you move in?
We moved in on March 15, 2013.
And on what date did you move out?
I moved out on May 28, 2013.
Did you pay March's rent?
Yes.
Did you pay April's rent?
Yes.
Did you pay May's rent?
Yeah, no, I did not.
You moved out May 28th.
Right.
So you didn't pay May's rent?
No, I did pay May's rent. I didn't pay June's rent.
Did she pay May's rent?
No.
Who paid it on her behalf?
Me. We both did.
Okay, let me see proof that you paid May's rent.
No problem.
Ms. O'Brien.
I don't have any. I paid with cashier's checks, so I don't have any receipts.
Oh, of course you have a receipt from a cashier's check. Do you have checks for March?
No.
April?
No.
I'd like... Shh, stay where you are.
Sorry. These are all for May.
How much was the rent on the apartment?
$899.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. So she owes you for May's rent, her half of the rent, which was $477?
Yes.
She owes you for May's rent because she lived there?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, and didn't pay the rent because she has no proof she did, and you have proof that you did. What's next?
The next month.
Okay. Now she says she moved out because she was forced to move out. You signed the 12-month lease?
Yep. 14-month lease.
14-month lease. And you signed it in March of 2013?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
When did you move out?
August. We moved out in August.
So you didn't stay there the full time that you were supposed to?
We had the lease.
You didn't stay there the full time that you were supposed to?
No.
And you said you had to move because of money, right?
Yes.
So you breached your lease. Did you lose your security deposit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you breached the lease.
Correct.
Right. She says she had to move because, I believe, your mother sent, is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
His mother sent threatening texts to her, and she felt that she was unsafe living there. So I'd like to see those texts.
It's a Facebook post.
I'd like to see it. Well, this is a very nasty email or Facebook post or whatever you wrote. Stand up. I'm going to read it.
Pardon?
I'm going to read it. Something that a mother sends to a youngster. Okay, I'm done being nice. The gloves are off, and I hope you are prepared for what's coming. And you know who you are. Mess with my kids, and life is nothing but ugly for you from here on out. How stupid you are. I'll be waiting for you. I have all the time in the world. You gotta come home sometime. What kind of stupid thing for an adult to send to a child?
It was dumb.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's all.
That's crap.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Let me explain something to you. That's why your son's 21 years old and has a baby with a 19-year-old.
And later today...
Why do I owe her money for a laptop?
You sleep with your boyfriend, you get the money from him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Destiny Brockman says, former roommate and friend, Catherine O'Brien, moved out owing for a loan and rent.
Okay, what date did you receive this?
I think I received that, I'm not exactly sure what, it was 2 days before I moved out, so May 26th.
Actually, that was before that, but,
Oh, what?
Oh, I'm not saying that it was wrong, but what I was trying to say is that I tried to call her and text her to say that she needed to pay the rent because she's been late every month and they've always had to pay.
I have all the time in the world. You got to come home sometime. I'll be here waiting for you.
Yes.
You mess with my kids?
Yes. We're going to take her to small claims court.
You know how much that's going to cost you and your kids? You know how much it's going to cost you and your kids? They get May's rent, $477. They get not a penny more. Because let me explain something to you. They moved out because they said they had to.
They did. Because
well,
she broke the lease.
Hey, watch my mouth. They moved out because they said they had to. Because they didn't have money. She moved out for her safety. Goodbye. That's all.
That's crap.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Let me explain something to you. That's why your son's 21 years old and has a baby with a 19-year-old.
That's being judgmental.
Because of that.
Bodies are excused. You step out.
The reason why we moved out was because Catherine did not pay her rent and she moved out.
You know, friends are hard to come by, and whether we win a penny or we win nothing, you know that's not a friend.
The relationship between my girlfriend and her friend was just coming to an end.
We were great friends at one point in time.
Me and Destiny are no longer friends.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be friends with somebody who can't pay the rent.
It's for the better. I am not friends with liars.
I'm pretty good at ignoring things, but I could tell it was ignoring my girlfriend, so it got to me.
What upset me is that she was living at my older daughter's apartment where they were living at first, not paying no rent.
I think the mother is really immature.
She lied to her grandparents about going to school and graduating, and that was a big lie.
She's a liar.
She was scamming everybody, even her old friends.
It is time to protect myself.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stampone versus Kleimenhager. Step forward.
24-year-old Courtney Stampone is suing her sister, Melissa Kleimenhager, for credit card loans to buy an iPad and laptop and to pay for family travel expenses.
You two gals are sisters, so if you're sisters, I can be almost familiar with you. Your name is Melissa and yours is?
Courtney.
Courtney, it is your claim that your sister owes money for a laptop, that you purchased on your Best Buy account.
Credit card.
And for some travel expenses when your families got together, correct?
Yes.
You were talking about gas and tolls and that sort of thing. You didn't take air or rail
travel.
No, it
was for gas. Right.
Well, let's just deal with the iPad and the laptop, because that's really all I'm interested in. You live in two different states, is that right?
Yes.
Where do you live?
New York.
And you?
I moved to Kentucky.
When did you move to Kentucky, Melissa?
About 6 to 8 months ago.
Where had you lived before?
New York.
Who did you move there with?
My boyfriend.
A boyfriend. And how long has he been your boyfriend?
We've been on and off, so I guess you could say maybe.
No, I don't want me to say. I want to say how long has he been your boyfriend?
About 4 years.
You have children together?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
How old are they?
4 and 1.
Why did you move to Kentucky?
So my kids can be with their father. We're together.
Just a second. You mean he moved without you?
I mean, he's originally from there.
Look at me. Uh-huh. I'm really going to get... Did he move to Kentucky without you?
He's never lived in New York.
So he's from Kentucky?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did you engage in this long-term relationship with him?
I had a friend who went to school in New York whose cousin came from Kentucky, and we met. So then I went back to Kentucky, and I met him there. He was a police officer in the county that I was in.
When was the last time you lived in Kentucky for more than 2 months?
Back in 2005.
In what state did you make these two children?
Well, both in Kentucky, but I had one in New York and one in Kentucky.
Are you living with him in Kentucky?
Yes.
What kind of work were you doing in New York?
Collecting on defaulted student loans.
So who did you work for?
Pioneer Credit.
How long did you work for them?
A year and a half.
That immediately prior to you moving to Kentucky?
Yes.
Before that, where did you work?
Oh, I owned my own business in Kentucky. I lived in Kentucky before that.
For how long?
From 2004 till 2008.
What are you doing now?
I work for MedAssist.
Now, what does your sister owe you money for?
I purchased her an iPad in February. She had come to me and asked if she could use my Best Buy credit card because there was 18
months. Where were you when you had this conversation?
In New York.
She was in New York?
Yes. It was before she had moved.
So where did the conversation take place?
In our home, my home.
Was she living with you?
No.
I'll listen to what she said to you and what you said to her.
She had come to me and asked if she could use my Best Buy credit card to purchase the iPad because she had been wanting one, and it had 18 months, 0% interest. So I agreed because she said that she was going to make the monthly payments on it, and if not, she could do more than what the minimum payment was.
Had you ever let her use your credit card before?
I have. I've done a $10,000 loan for her, and she has paid it back before.
When?
That was in 2007, 2008.
What did she need $10,000 for?
It was for when she was doing her own business in Kentucky.
And she paid it back?
Yes.
So in February, you gave her the card or you went with her?
I went with her.
Okay, and she purchased the iPad?
Yes.
How much was it?
It was $349.
And what about the laptop?
The laptop was purchased in May, and that was $662.
That laptop wasn't for me, though.
Shh.
Okay.
Tell me about that.
She had contacted me in the middle of May, a week before we were supposed to be going down to Kentucky for her daughter's 4th birthday. She had contacted me and asked if I could purchase the laptop on my Best Buy credit card. I said, okay.
Did you ask her why? What is it for? Who is it for? I mean,
She texted me asking me if she could purchase it for her boyfriend's daughter for her graduation that was happening the week that we were going to Kentucky.
You have that text?
I do not.
So it was a text?
It was
a text.
Not
a phone call?
Not a phone call.
It's sort of an unusual request to make by text.
We always text, so it's not unusual. We don't ever pick up the phone, really.
Sort of impersonal.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Bye.
She had agreed to pay it. It was
what kind of goodbye don't you understand? There are only so many ways I can say goodbye. I've said them in every language that I know fluently. Goodbye.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Courtney Stampone says her sister, Melissa Kleimenhager, owes for an iPad, a laptop, and family travel expenses.
Okay. Now, had she been making the payments on the iPad?
As far as I had known, yes.
What do you mean as far as you know? You get the bill.
I do not. It goes online. I have the e-statements. What happened was I gave her my information to log on to my Best Buy credit card, and she added her bank account onto it so that she could make the payments. When we had went to purchase the laptop on May 24th,
Who's we?
Melissa, myself, and my mother.
So she was in New York?
No, we were in Kentucky at this time.
Oh, so you bought it in Best Buy in Kentucky?
Yes.
So you traveled to Kentucky?
Yes, for her daughter's birthday.
And the three of you went to buy the laptop?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
When we went to go use the card was declined because the payment before had bounced back out of her account. So when it had declined, Melissa had made the $116 payment on the card to bring it to current standings. So on May 26th, we had went back to the store, Melissa, myself, and my mother, to purchase the laptop. And the laptop was purchased. She had chosen the laptop. It was purchased then.
When were we supposed to pay you back for it?
Within the following 2 weeks, it was supposed to be an overtime check that they were getting so that she could pay me back. I had contacted her 2 weeks later and said, where's the money? And I kept getting the runaround of it's in the mail, the check's in the mail, it's coming, it's coming. And then about a week after that, she had told me that they no longer wanted the laptop. She was going to be taking the laptop back to the store. She had supposedly taken the laptop back to the store, where then the money was supposed to be going back onto my card. I called my card 3 days after it was returned. It was not back on my card. So she had gone back to the store to see what was going on. They gave her some confirmation number.
No. You didn't go back with her.
No.
She allegedly went back by herself.
Yes. With the laptop.
Just a second. If her boyfriend's daughter was graduating,
yes,
and it was the week that you were there, one must assume that you were there when the boyfriend gave her the laptop.
No, because his daughter lives 2 hours away, an hour and a half, 2 hours away, so he was not making the commute back out there to drop it off to her because it was for college, so she didn't need it immediately. So no, I was not there when the laptop was exchanged because the laptop was never exchanged at all.
Because what do you mean it was never exchanged at all? What do you mean it was never given to
him? It was never given to his daughter, correct.
It was never given to his daughter, why?
Because then they had decided that they didn't want it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, go. I'm listening.
The laptop isn't his daughter's possession, Your Honor, and I'm not charity. I'm not paying for his daughter's laptop. The agreement was for her to get the laptop for his daughter. He was the one that was supposed to pay her. As far as iPad goes, I paid her the money. That's the whole reason she was even able to buy the laptop was because the money to get her Best Buy card to work came from me for her to purchase the laptop.
All I want you to do is show me how much of the iPad you paid off.
You will see the $116 paid and then the laptop purchased right after it.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
What's next?
With the laptop.
We're finished with the laptop. She owes you $895. I've given her credit for $116 plus the laptop, plus what's the balance remaining on the iPad.
Why do I owe her money for a laptop?
You sleep with your boyfriend, you get the money from him. $895. What's next?
The travel expenses.
Forget it. I told you I'm not dealing with that.
No, that was...
Listen to me. I already told you when the case started. Not dealing with travel expenses. Gas, tolls, not dealing with it. $895.
But she had agreed to pay it.
Bye.
She had agreed to pay it. It was
in her... What kind of a bye don't you understand? There are only so many ways I can say goodbye. I've said them in every language that I know fluently. Goodbye.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Please excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
She had agreed to pay back half of that credit card, so now I'm stuck with the full amount because... She could not pay me back for it.
Well, like I told her, I'm not charity, so I shouldn't have to pay for a laptop that I'm not using.
She'd never refunded me the money for the laptop and for the iPad, and that's an extreme amount of money for myself to be out.
I was witness to a conversation about the purchase of the laptop.
That my boyfriend would pay her back.
That if Courtney purchased the laptop, that Melissa would make the monthly payments to pay it back.
Well, why would she make me pay something back that I'm not even using when she knows clearly I'm not using it?
I don't like to get in the middle of it.
I like to help my sister out. One hand washes the other.
She's just greedy.
You can't borrow money from someone and not pay them back.
Yeah, that's what Judge Judy said.
I hope that they don't lend each other any more money and let this, you know, be a good lesson learned.
Not to borrow money. Not to borrow any more money.
Absolutely. I will not deal with family and money ever again.